Parliament urged to be meticulous in carrying out lawmaking tasks, and Companies Amendment Act 2017 gets approval in the House. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Attorney General Marlene Malahu Fort has called on parliamentarians to be meticulous in carrying out their lawmaking task, noting that the process is too important for shortcuts. She says it is of utmost importance for Parliament to ensure the intention of the legislation is clear before the court does the interpretation.
Over the past year, I have picked up too many lacunae in various pieces of legislation, which could have been corrected through more meticulous and conscientious clause-by-clause review of the bills. And although I understand that in the interest of time, we sometimes shortcut the process, Mr. Speaker, it's important that we understand that good laws will make better laws, and bad laws will certainly make worse laws.
Mrs. Malahu Fort was making her contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. Amending existing legislation and passing new ones entails rigorous work by the Parliament, staff at the Attorney General's Chambers, and the Office of the Governor General. The Attorney General explains that once bills are approved by both Houses of Parliament, they are reprinted and vetted by the clerk and staff to the Houses of Parliament, and if no errors are found, they are sent to the Attorney General's Chambers for an interim report. This is a document signed by the Attorney General, which states that the provisions of the bill are consistent with the Constitution of Jamaica. Once the interim report is signed, it is submitted to the Governor General for his assent of the bill. Meanwhile, the Attorney General's Chambers will be reorganized and expanded with the creation of 3 additional Deputy Solicitor General posts, moving the total from 2 to 5. This was disclosed by Attorney General Marlene Malahu Fort during her contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Wednesday. Each Deputy Solicitor General will head a specialist division and manage a number of the legal service units of the line ministries. Legal officers in those ministries and their departments and agencies will become part of the chambers, although they will continue to be physically located in the ministries.
The intention is to give the legal officers within the ministries the authority to address certain matters without the need for them to refer to the chambers as the head office. Standards and protocols will be put in place to ensure consistency and quality legal service.
Mrs. Malahu Fort says the move will provide for greater focus on reducing the backlog of matters within the chambers, facilitating speedier turnover of legal matters. The reorganization of the Attorney General's chambers is in accordance with the government's centralization of the country's legal services. And the House of Representatives on Wednesday, May 17, approved amendments to the Companies Act 2017, making provisions for local companies to conform to international obligations in respect of transparency, accountability, and good governance. A requirement for beneficial owners in the amended law is the provision of information which should be made available for the public record.
The information in relation to beneficial owners is very critical because we have been in the past plagued by the hidden hand that controls the management and has control over the operations of the company, but not visibly so. This will ensure that those beneficial owners are part of the public record so that they can be viewed and assessed.
Industry and Commerce Minister Carl Samuda. Mr. Samuda says, with the passage of the bill, Jamaica will benefit in a number of ways, including increased ranking in the Doing Business Report and also to provide a governance regime conducive to foreign investment. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. We'll be right back.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.